So we had a Chiefs timeout. The player down is Derek Johnson.
Oh, no.
When you're getting that far along in your career and you play that position and you're coming off of a season-ending, sometimes career-ending type of injury in a torn Achilles, there's some major concerns. You know, that takes a lot, not only from a pain standpoint and the rehab standpoint and the strengthening standpoint. There's a lot of mental hurdles there.
And when the pros land, take the helmet off, they know.
How good does it feel to be back in a training camp and after the injury?
It feels great.
It's great to talk to him in training camp, have him say that his body was right, that all he needed to do was get back into the contact of things.
I forgot, we don't get tired. We don't get tired.
But until we saw him get out there on the field and fly around, I wasn't real sure what to expect from DJ.
And when he played and when the season started and really through the losing streak, we were seeing him make plays, but it was usually along the line of scrimmage.
Derek Johnson.
Grabbed by Derek Johnson.
Somewhere right around week 7, week 8, he was shooting that gap and taking the legs out from under the running back.
Derek Johnson came in, both torpedoes.
I think that's where you started to say, okay, this is the old Derek Johnson, and he's back.
To throw under pressure, he's sacked. Derek Johnson came blowing in. Shotgun snap to Landry. Now left side throws, intercepted. Right hash mark. DJ finally gets a pickoff, and the Chiefs have a chance to score.
We need coverage.
Hoyer pump faking. Got no chance. Derek Johnson.
I love you too, man.
You kidding me?
To see him out there flying around the way he was flying around, it was like the injury never happened.
This was supposed to be the swan song year, right? This was supposed to be, okay, I'm going to ride off into the sunset. I'm going to eclipse 1,000 tackles. I'm going to go down as the all-time leading tackler in Chiefs football history, all that stuff. And no, and he just comes out and has one of his most productive seasons as a pro.
Led the team in tackles again, had 2 interceptions.
I think he's probably as complete and as versatile a linebacker as anybody in the NFL.
Derek Johnson breathing fire right over the left shoulder of that center.
I remember in the Chargers game, he had an interception, a big interception.
Derek Johnson has got his interception now, said he was breathing fire.
It wasn't the same old Derek Johnson. It was like, this is 27-year-old Derek Johnson all over again. It was amazing to see. He's like the Benjamin Button of NFL linebackers.
If you look at what the natural progression of a linebacker is, at some point in time, okay, is he just going to be, you know, the first and second down backer and they utilize someone else on third down? That's never been his role. He's been an every down backer.
Derek Johnson's, you know, probably over the length of time he's been in the NFL, for sure the most all-around middle linebacker you could find.
Get that out of here, boy!
It's pretty amazing when you see a linebacker play as long as he has, as many tackles as he has had. You know, you can't say enough about him.